American Prayer Blessing Ministry. Yes, the Lord is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings, blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. Listen to me. I believe the word of God, and I tell you, I was sitting here today, here in South Florida. I spend most of my winters, we spend most of our winters in South Florida, and sitting here today, the Lord told me, he said, pray for my people. That's what God told me. We are here in a powerful move of God with the Full Gospel Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I tell you, people of church saved, a lot of being healed, people have been delivered. Last week, I walked to a lady right before the service closed. And I said to the woman, I said, why did you come to this service? I said, and what did you come here for God to do for you? She said, I came to rededicate my life back to God. I tell you, the church went up in smoke, people praising God, and I knew heaven was throwing a party. And then on today, it's Wednesday, so it was Monday night, I walked to a lady and I said, what did you come here tonight for the Lord to do for you? I never forget, her name was Bertha. And she said, I came here tonight to be saved. I want to be saved. And I'm telling you, people are being saved. They've been delivered. They've been set free through the power of prayer. And you that are listening to me, as somebody in Lake Charles, I must pray for you today. I must pray for you today. Because you need emergency need in your life. And you can't meet it. It's going to take the power of God to meet that need. The power of prayer. It can go where you can't go. It can touch things that you cannot touch with your physical hands. But I want to pray today. I'm live. I'm in the prayer chamber right now. And you can dial a miracle at 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. Mother, I want to pray for your son today. And I pray that when you call the prayer line, that you have a picture of the brother of my son. And we're going to pray to God is going to bring deliverance to his life. Yes, many of you are listening to me right now, but you are just one call, one dial away from a miracle. You're not going to get a voicemail box. You're not going to speak to a special operator. No, you're going to talk directly to Apostle James Broadnax today. So if you're in Natchitoches, I want you to call me right now. You don't have to wait till the broadcast goes off of the air. I am in the war room. And I'm ready to conduct spiritual warfare and to believe God for that miracle that you need in your house. I'm looking at a woman there, seemed like that baby, Jonesville, somewhere between there. Last night was not a good deal for you. Looked like the enemy just kept you up all night because of pain in your body. But why should you be sick and others are being made whole? And why should you die before your time? You have one thing to do, is to pick up your telephone and dial the number, 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. You in Cardinport, Simsport, Marksville, listen, I want you to call this prayer station today, and let's believe God for your miracle. For over 35-plus years, this is what I've been doing in the body of Christ, praying in powerful prayers that is working miracles in the life of God's people. You see, the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. That means that the prayers of the righteous get results. Now, after all the talk, after all the promises, only one word counts, and that is results. Now, if you need results, if you have things pending, I believe through the power of prayer we can get it released. A woman walked to me Saturday with tears in her eyes here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And she said to me, she said, Apostle Broadnax, she said, I really, really love your ministry. And she said, I've been supporting you for years. She said, but I'm just in a dry season of my life. She said, work must come. I got hurt on my job, and they not treating me work money. She said, She said, I don't know what I'm going to do. She said, but you know when I get blessed, you may be gone. She said, but I'm going to make sure I remember you to be a blessing. And I said to the woman, I said, I'm going to pray that God begin to release your money not when I'm gone. But I said, I'm going to pray that God start releasing your money right here and right now. That was Saturday. And she didn't know where no money was going to come from. Saturday was that when she got home, she testified Monday night. That's an angel delivery. So when she got home, her check, one of her checks was in her mailbox. God did a relief, a supernatural release. She in the church crying, don't know how the need's going to be met. But God had already paved the way out of no way. I'm talking to somebody that really needs God's help. It's nothing to be ashamed of. When you know you need God's help, you just trust Him. And that number is 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. And I believe with all of my heart, soul, and mind, that when you dial that number there, you are going to be dialing a miracle. What are you waiting on? Why are you sitting there just listening? Listen, you need to get to the telephone and let's catch and agree and believe God for the miracle that you need in your life. As someone, I'm looking at you in the realm of the spirit. You're a hardworking individual, but look like what you're being paid, it's just not fair. It's just not fair, and it's really not enough. You need promotion. You need a better paying job. But I believe that all things are possible through the power of prayer. Through the power of prayer. I want to pray for all of you. Somebody in Appaloosa, there's somebody you just driving along, 49, passing through Alexandria, but you just happen to pick up the station. That's what you think. But it was divine appointment. God has you to turn to this channel because there is a miracle for you this day. There is a miracle for you this day. Let's see what the Bible says about prayer. Well, the Bible says in Matthew 7:7, the word of God says, you got to ask. And he said, and it shall be given. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And then the word of God says here, seek. Glory be to God. And you should find, knock in the door, it shall be open unto you. Now, that's enough to shout out for right there. But if you really want to know, we shall shout, you need to read the truth, because the information says that everyone that acts, they receive. Everyone that was seeking, they found. And everyone that knocked the door, it was open. And I'm saying today, I believe through the power of prayer, that God is going to open a door for you that no man will be able to keep in your face. I'm talking to somebody. I hear the name of Cynthia. I believe you're one dial away from a miracle. One dial away from a miracle. Somebody said, James Broughton asked, what is the number that I need to dial? And 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. For the next few days, I'm going to make sure that I'm here in this chamber to pray with you. I'm here in this region. I'm talking Alexandria. I'm talking Pineville. I'm talking Boys. I'm talking all three of us around in the areas. I'm here to pray for you. Monroe, Valdivia. Listen, I'm here to believe God. For the miracle that you need in your life. Well, we can ready to go to the phone line right now, and we're going to begin to conduct spiritual warfare and praying for God's people. We're going right now to Boise, Louisiana. Believe it is. God bless you, caller. What city you calling from? Caller, you're on live. What city you calling from?
Boise, Louisiana.
Boise, Louisiana. All right. What is your request today, ma'am?
Ask some prayer for myself, my family, and the body of Christ.
Yourself, your family, and the body of Christ. I have a young man that's been driving for me for many years, and he's living here in Florida. He's from Wright Van Boys, Louisiana, named John Ford. And I tell you, he's been a blessing to Jamesboro next to this ministry. And he's been here with me now a couple of weeks in this crusade. But we're going to pray. Father, in the name that's above every name, I pray. And that is the name of Jesus. And Lord, this child of God has made her request known to you. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you begin to bless her. And Lord, did you bless her family? And Lord, I didn't ask her what everybody needs because you already know the need of every one of her loved ones. You know the ones that need to be saved. Save them, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know the ones that need deliverance in their life and habits need to be broken. Oh, God, I'm praying that you do it for my dear sister this day in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, those that need healing and a touch in their body, you know the ones, God, that need that healing miracle. Oh, God, I pray that you heal those that need a miracle in her family. And as she stands in the gap for those that she loves, I pray, God, that you work miracles in their life, even financial miracles, financial breakthroughs. And I pray, God, for my dear sister, as she has called in to stand in the gap for those that she loves, I pray, Father, that you bless her spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, personally, and financially. So, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And I want to give you a scripture reading this week here. And I pray that you would really, really meditate on this scripture here the rest of this week. Psalms 37 and verse 4. You got it?
That's it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalms 37, verse 4. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I want you to read that two or three times. That, ma'am?
Yes, sir. That's one of my favorite scriptures that I read.
Hold up. I'm telling you to do this, and this is already one of your favorite scriptures that you read. So you know this got to really be God. God letting you know that he has heard your prayers. That's all. That's
thank you, Lord.
God letting you know you're moving in the right direction. So you lay
thank
right
you,
there.
Lord.
Your favorite scripture, God said, if you delight yourself in him, he would give you what? The desires of your heart. Well, I think listening to the broadcast, we'll be pretty soon having one of my, I haven't preached in Alexandria, I know I've been in for years, but I'm going to be having a big miracle service real soon in Alexandria. Matter of fact, my team is working on it now. People will be coming in from Texas, they'll be coming in from Houston, they'll be coming in from Appaloosa, they'll be coming in from all these places. But we're going to have a big miracle service there in Alexandria before this year ends. Amen?
Sir. Yes, sir.
So keep listening to the broadcast. And I'm going to believe, God, that you'll be calling me back with a testimony and a praise report. Amen?
Yes, sir. In Jesus' name.
And, hey, now, listen, you said the right words in Jesus' name. All right, you have a blessed day because I'm going to tell you God going to use you in this season of your life. You watch. You're going to be a powerful witness for the Lord. You're going to be a powerful witness for the Lord. People that know you, they're going to know that God changed your life. They're going to know that you're saved for real. And that's the word of the Lord. Amen?
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
All right. God bless. All right. I'm going to exit these airways. But don't forget, I'm going to stay in the prayer chamber for another 15 minutes to take your calls.
The last as your glorious return is approaching fast. It's not enough for us to sit and wait, yeah, as your awesome power unknown.